everybody. It's Ashita Onwuori with my co-host, Tara Johnson.
Hello.
And we are here with entrepreneur extraordinaire, Lori Battle, who she's a CEO and founder of the Dream Girl Network. And we have her live in just a second. Work, 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 work. You see me, I'll be work, 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 work. You see me, do me, that, 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 hello, 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 everyone. Happy Sunday and welcome to Success is the New Black. I am your host, Ashita Onwuori. And next to me, grooving to Rihanna's work, is my co-host.
Every week I try to contain it, but it's just like the beat just hits it. Hi, I'm Tara Johnson.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a special guest with us today. We have success coach, motivational speaker, event producer, and the CEO and founder of the Dream Girl Luncheon, my girl, Lori Battle, is here. Woo! Woo! Welcome to the show, Success.
It's so awesome to be here. Yes, Success is the New Black.
That's
yes,
it.
Yes,
it is.
Yes,
that's
yes, it. Yes, it is. It's you guys are on point with that name. Yes.
Well, welcome. We are so happy to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
And I just can't wait to get in
to everything.
You, to everything, because you are doing it.
Thank you, ladies. Now, I'm trying.
I love it. I'm loving it. Now, for those of us that are watching here live with us on YouTube, I had the pleasure of attending Lori Battle's event, which was, what, two weeks ago?
About a month ago now.
Yeah. About a month ago
now.
Wow, time
flies. Yes. It does. Yes.
Wow.
Like yes. Yesterday, I missed it.
I attended her event in Burbank at one of my favorite restaurants, The Castaway.
Yes.
The Dream Girl Network event, the Dream Girl Luncheon.
The Dream Girl Luncheon.
Yes. Yes. Tell us about the Dream Girl Luncheon.
Wow, the Dream Girl Luncheon, my baby, which was birthed around 3 years. That was our third year this year doing it. It seems like just yesterday we're having so much fun. But the Dream Girl Luncheon came to me in a dream. Believe it or not. Yes. It came to me in a dream in 2009. I woke up around 3 a.m. in the morning, and these ideas just started coming to me about all these things that I wanted to do and pursue in my future and how I wanted to live my dreams. And the Dream Girl Luncheon was one of those. And so I jotted down all these ideas. I sat up around 2 hours just writing all these ideas. But then fear settled in. Fear told me that you can't do it.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Why are you even thinking this big? And so I sat on it, you know? So I sat on it, and it took me about 4 years to get the courage to say, you know what, I'm going to do it. So the Dream Girl Luncheon has truly been a journey, and I don't just talk about it, but I live through what I talk about.
Right.
So the same thing that I tell women about living their dreams and pursuing their passion, I've had to walk it out myself and be that living example. So 3 years ago, I finally got the courage. And I say courage, I don't say that lightly, but I got the courage to do it. And I said, I'm going to step out and I'm going to do it. If no one comes, if it's just me in there, I'm going to pursue this dream. And fortunately, we had standing room only, and it was sold out the first event that I had. So I knew I was on to something.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was like, oh my God, it was a surreal moment to be in my event and feeling like I was watching someone else's event.
Right.
You know what I mean? And ever since then, I just said, you know what? There's a true need for this. There's women that need their dreams to be pushed. They need their dreams to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
And they just need to know. It doesn't matter. You can still do what you are intended to do in this life. And so I took that call seriously. And this is our third year doing it. Going on the fourth. It's getting bigger. It's quadrupled in size in just a short 3 years. You know, so it truly is a need. I believe that I found a solution to a problem, and that there's a lot of dreams that are on the shelf.
Okay.
A lot of dreams are on the shelf, and I want to get them off of there.
Well, I hear that.
Yes, I want to get those dreams off of the shelf.
So wait, so Dream Girls Luncheon, you bring everyone together. Is it a networking event? Is it a speaking event? Exactly kind of what happens at the Dream Girl Luncheon?
It's phenomenal.
Because we're all jealous that we missed it now.
Talk about your host, Miss Tammy Mack. Because I interviewed Miss Tammy Mack. I love her.
Oh, she's the bomb.
She is.
I fell in love with Tammy. Tammy, if you're listening, watching, I love you. Oh my God.
Tammy's
listening.
You
are the host next year, for sure. Yes. So what happens at the Dream Girl Luncheon? Mm-hmm. It's a motivational networking affair.
Okay. Okay.
So what we do essentially is we bring women together from all different backgrounds, cultures, nationalities, different career professions. It's for every woman, essentially. You could be 20-something, 30-something. We had some 60-somethings in there. And I think there was some 70-somethings in there.
Nothing wrong with
that. I love that, right? So I always say that your dream doesn't die until you die.
Yeah.
Okay, so as long as you have a pulse and a breath in your body, there's something you're on this earth to do. So what we do at the Dream Girl Luncheon is we have a good old time, as Ashita will tell you.
Yes, we did.
It gets pretty turned up in there, right? It does. It's buzzing. I know, I'm using all this vernacular. My daughter's a little bit cringing, like, stop it.
She's like, I can't believe you're embarrassing.
We get turned up. Yeah. Right. All the way alive.
That's that motivation.
It is, all the way. If it's dead, I don't want nothing to do with it.
Okay? All right.
So what we do is we have a host of things that happen at the Dream Girl Luncheon. We have vendors, and this year we had over 30 beautiful vendors at the event. We had everything from hair suppliers to clothing vendors to candy confectioners, some of everything. You know, we hand select those vendors too.
Okay.
So they go through a process to become a vendor. So if you want to be a vendor next year, hit us up at Dream Girl Luncheon. And
I love the plug. Get it in.
Yes, you know.
You gotta let them know.
Gotta work it. You gotta work it. So we do. We have vendors. We also have a really amazing red carpet moment. We want the ladies to feel as special as they can feel. We want them to feel Hollywood. We want them to feel that your dream matters. It doesn't matter if you want to open a laundromat. It doesn't matter if you want to just have a baby or, you know, just go on a cruise for once in a lifetime. Whatever your dream is, we want to make it feel like it's possible here. So we started off with a nice red carpet reception. Oh. Yeah, we have a celebrity chef there. He prepares a spread that's delicious. We get the ladies all engaged, networking, and they have an opportunity to shop with the vendors, and we have them take pictures on the red carpet. And this year our red carpet host was my favorite girl, Miss Robin Ayers, and she was our red carpet host, and she did a phenomenal job, like I knew she would. And I love the fact that the ladies felt comfortable walking on that red carpet and getting interviewed because they had something to say.
These Emmy noms are not the only ones who can walk the red carpet and get dressed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I was watching Emmy before I came over here. I was like, I can do that too.
Exactly, yes. And we want to let them know that, you know, anything is possible. You could be walking that red carpet next year or the year after. So we want to just make everyone feel that your dream is truly possible. So we start off the day with the red carpet, and then we move on into the actual event, which is really a magical moment, I should say. We have guest speakers. You okay over there?
I'm just sneezing. Sorry. Okay. So sorry.
All right. I want to make sure we got you. We have wonderful guest speakers. I like to bring real life examples of this is what a dream, what can happen with a dream. So this year I had a CEO of CorpNet, and she was an amazing woman. She has a corporate filing company, and she started her dream with essentially nothing. I believe she said she had maybe, what, $20-something in her account. She sold her company for $20 million.
That was an M. Million, she said.
$20 million.
All right. All right. I'm feeling that.
I'm feeling that, too. And so we wanted to let the ladies see this is what is possible. You might think, I don't have what it takes. I don't have enough money. I don't have the connections. I don't have the know-with-all. But yes, you do. And so I want to bring real-life examples of these are real women just like us. Yeah. And we had another keynote guest speaker, my beautiful sister, Connie Sparks. We call her the money lady. Yes.
Love that name.
Connie knows how to get that money. And so she comes and gives real life examples of how you can get money to finance your business or get your business out of debt or just have a better cash flow. Mm-hmm. And she gave the lady some awesome ideas and tips that they can implement immediately. And then, of course, we had live entertainment because I don't like to do anything without live entertainment. I love music. And so we had our entertainment this year was Janice Freeman. She rocked the house, didn't she, Ashita?
She
killed it.
She did.
She sung Diamonds like nobody has ever, by Rihanna. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she got Rihanna keeping the
face. Yeah, Rihanna's like all over the place, right? Hey, Riri. But yeah, she sung Diamonds like upside downside, inside out. But she was phenomenal, and the ladies loved her. And of course, our keynote speaker for the day was Miss Essence Atkins, the actress and producer, and she was incredible. Incredible. She did a wonderful job. So we have a myriad of things that go on, from networking to live entertainment to celebrity keynote speakers to vendors, you know, to women just being empowered and inspired and celebrated. And another thing I wanted to mention is we do a segment at the Dream Girl Luncheon called the Dreampreneur of the Year, where your women who are entrepreneurs to or organizers or just fabulous women in general, they're nominated. And we had a wonderful, wonderful woman who was our Dreampreneur of the Year this year. She has a foundation for veterans.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, she's helping the veterans. And so she was our winner this year. So we do. We recognize women who are making a difference out there in the world to make it just that more marvelous.
Perfect.
Yes. I love it. Now, I want to go back because I want to pinpoint something that you said that was so important that I just want to make sure that the guests don't miss. You said that this came to you in a dream and you had a little bit of fear. And then once you got over the fear, you went ahead and pursued it. What did you do to get over that fear? Because I know a lot of us women live in fear.
Yeah.
And we live in it for a long time.
Yeah.
So what can you share with our audience on how you was able to overcome that?
I would love to. Like I said, I had the ideals, and this happens to a lot of women. We get fired up about these ideas, these, you know, dreams and goals that we want to reach, and then fear tells us, no, you can't do it. Mm-hmm. So sit on down somewhere, you know? And I was a victim of that. And I'm glad to say that, is that that fear paralyzed me. And it told me that, you know what, no one's going to come. You're thinking too big. You know, you need to just stay in your lane. And what I did to overcome it was I really had some great mentors, some people that really believed in me, that saw it in me, and that were on me, and that said, you can do it. Yeah, do it now. Have you done it? And they stayed on me because I shared that with them. And I think that's important. It's just important to share your dreams and to connect them to other people that are cheering for you, you know, rooting for you.
Yeah.
And so those same people that I shared this idea with back when I had this come to me were following up with me saying, girl, when are you going to do this? Come on now. You know, didn't you tell me you're going to do this last year? And, you know, you can do it. They really made me feel like I can do it. Just giving me that support, that affirmation. And then finally, I got off my butt. Okay?
Because it all comes down to you, right?
It all comes about
what you say.
It all comes down to you.
Yeah, we think we're going to dream something up and somebody's going to push us to make it. Right. No, but don't worry like that. It's you. And so I realized I had to get off my butt and I had to do something about it. What could I actively do is what I asked myself. What can you do? You know, we get so caught up sometimes in thinking we got to make this whole big picture happen, but we can do little steps that can lead to the big picture. And so the same thing that I preach and I coach, I had to preach it back to myself. And I said, what can you do, Lori, that is realistic at the time? And what I did was I just started to talk about it. I started to talk about it to women that I thought would benefit from it. I started to ask them, what would you like? Would you like to go to an event where you'd be inspired, empowered, and celebrated? And they were like, yeah, I love it. And I was like, okay. You know, so you get the consensus of what women want and what they're looking for. And so once I kind of got an idea of what women wanted and what they needed, and they needed a safe place, an honest place, you know, that wasn't pretentious. You know, have you ever been to an event where you go in and you immediately kind of clench because you don't know, are these people, you know, sincere? Right. Are they here for the right reasons?
Right.
You know, you kind of, and I remember at my first event that I had, I remember a lady who came, and I remember what we did was we went around the room, and we were smaller then, and I had a chance to go around and ask everybody, what was your dream? So everybody got to stand up and tell us what their dream was. It was awesome. And I remember a lady who stood up, she goes, I get invited to this stuff all the time. And she goes, I've been to this a million times. Mm-hmm. She goes, but there's something special about this. She goes, I am so excited to be here and I feel so comfortable. This is so real. And I said that same thing that I started with, I want to keep it. I want to keep it real where women can come and feel this is positive. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's on the same playing field. It doesn't matter what your title is, what you're driving, where you live, but we all have that common denominator. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that we just want to live out our dreams, you know? And I can't do it if I don't have you and Ashita to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the message that I want to share. care is that, you know, there are people that do have your back and that want to see you accomplish those dreams. And I thank God that those people, they stayed on me so that I got out of my way and I told fear, you know what? Back up. Okay.
I love it.
I know the backup.
Right. So you just gave really good two tips. To get some mentors,
absolutely.
Which is absolutely important. Now choose your mentors wisely, right?
Yeah. Right. Because you're sharing your dream with them.
Yes. Yes.
So you choose have to be protective wisely. Of your dreams. So you have to choose them wisely.
You really do, because everybody isn't for you. Right. And I've learned that.
Right. Everybody can't go. That's what Mama told me. Everybody can't go.
High five.
I love you.
I'm just saying. I'm Southern. My mom said everybody can go. No.
It's the truth. Yeah. Sometimes you're going to have to fly alone. So if you're sitting on a dream and you're waiting for somebody to lift you off, you might be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
And you got to lift yourself off and fly and get some wings.
Yeah.
So yeah, I totally agree with you. Good mentorship is so important. And it doesn't matter where you're at in life. You do need a mentor. Mentors need mentors.
Mm-hmm.
Is what
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Now, I noticed that I wanted to talk to you about how you have 5 streams of income annually and counting. Now, I'm loving this because, you know, there's a saying that they said the average millionaire has 7.
Oh, I'm close.
See?
You're close. Close.
I love it. Thank
right
you.
There.
Right, that
right
down.
There. Right
two
there.
Away.
You two away.
All right.
Two away. Because you can't have one stream of income.
Absolutely.
You have to have multiple streams of income to generate that kind of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage 5?
Oh, easy.
Because I'm over here like, okay, I got this, I got that, I got, okay, let me try to get it in order.
Let me ask, how do you manage 5 and this handsome husband and wonderful daughter that are also sitting
thank
here?
You.
That,
my baby,
that's
my
the
team.
Question.
Team B.
That's what I'm about. Yes. How do you handle all of that?
Well, you know, thank you for acknowledging my family. I love my family. And they're the reason why I do it. They are absolutely the reason why I do it. Our family, we're very transparent, you know, and being a coach and being someone who really wants to make an impact on people's lives, you do have to be transparent. So I've always told people I've had high years, I've had low years. We've had ups and downs through this journey, and we're still figuring things out. But one thing I told myself years ago when we hit a low is that I'll never be broke again. I will never, ever live from paycheck to paycheck. And I meant that. And so when you have that type of, you know, determination and drive, you make changes.
Right.
You know, you make changes. You shift. You find out how can you generate more income? You know, what's going to work for you? If it's real estate or if it's, you know, generating income through your own business, opening your own business, or if it's stocks and, you know, the stock market. You know, there's ways. And I like to do that with my client is show them ways that they can start generating multiple streams of income what they have now, because I know there was a time when I was like, how am I going to make this into something,
right?
And I just didn't see it, but I had to change my perspective is everything, is what I believe. Yeah. It's perspective is everything. If you believe you can do it, you can do it. If you believe you can't do it, you won't do it. And there was a time when I wasn't quite sure, and then my money wasn't quite sure. My money was like, I don't know. So I had to become friends with my money and have a respect, a mutual relationship where I understood how money works and being a good steward over my money and finding out how to be smart with my money and not living for everything, but living smart and making good choices with how I spend my money and how I save my money.
I
so,
love it.
Yeah.
So, yes. Have a good relationship with good. My money.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
I'm going to tweet that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And feel free.
If your money is funny, look at the man in the mirror, because maybe you're being funny with whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Money funny, change is strange.
Yeah.
Wait, say that one more time.
If your money's funny, your change is strange.
If your money's funny, your change is strange.
Okay.
That's a tweetable moment, like
your
Oprah says. That's
funny,
tweetable.
Your change is strange.
Yes.
Change I like that. I
yes.
like that. Now, we all love being successful. We all work hard. We all strive for it. And one of the things that a lot of women in my, you know, in my past that have come up to me and asked, how do you do it all? How do you, and I know that was a question that Tara asked, because mm-hmm. it's balancing beyond the 24 hours,
yeah.
you know, I mean, you're like working 40 hour weeks.
Yes.
Then you're like, okay, I'm going to go in and add in another 5 hours here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend time with my husband and my kids. And then it's midnight. Then I'm going to do another
right.
3 hours. And
mm-hmm.
then how
yeah.
do you avoid burnout?
No, that's a good one. Yeah.
It really is. It's true. And I have experienced burnout where I was ready to just forget it all. I was like, it's too much.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed. And I think I'm way in too deep, you know, but when you're committed to something and you know that you're called to do it, it's like you can't give up, you know. It's like people are depending on you, they're waiting on you.
Yeah.
And so the way that I balance my family and making sure that I'm living my life on purpose and that I'm living in my calling is that I keep God as my center. I
mm-hmm.
truly do. I keep God as the focal point of my life. I pray. I ask God for wisdom and guidance and making decisions, you know. So he's my source.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I start at. And then I allow the other branches to carry me and get me through where I need to go. But I can't give any other credit but to having that core
amen.
As God in my
amen.
Life. Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I remember I was at her event, Tara.
Oh, I do remember that. I
but
remember she
said,
shared the story here with us. Yeah.
But wait, she said at her event.
Uh-oh, what did I say? Because I forget everything I said.
She said, I'm at this event. She said, y'all don't understand. I'm tired, but the day has come. And it's going to be so good. Y'all going to owe me money.
Did I say yes? You did. Bet, Lori. Yeah. Right. I'm on my revenue too.
I'm not mad at you, Lori.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not
Tara.
Bad, Lori.
Yeah.
Correct, Lori.
I was like, okay, I got to have her on the show. I am loving this confidence
Lori.
Because
yeah.
she said I am tired. She said we was up till midnight or 2 o'clock.
3 o'clock on the average.
Three o'clock on the average.
Absolutely. Yeah.
When you are planning a huge event
yeah.
like that, or
oh.
in anything,
yeah.
you're up. A lot of hours.
Oh, no sleep.
Yes.
No. My husband, he was like, can you move that laptop out, you know, like,
right.
out the bed, you know, can you, like, I go to sleep. I'm like, okay, lights are on, you know, just
yeah.
out of order. But he knows I'm just trying to get it done.
Right.
And it does. It takes so much work, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just real, and I was so serious. That's the funny part. It's like, I was really looking forward to the end of that day so I can go get in the bed and get me some real sleep. So, but I mean, yeah, it's so worth it, though. It's really worth it. And I believe in quality. I believe in quality
yes.
and excellence. And when you want to give people a good show, a good product, you really sacrifice a lot. You
right.
sacrifice sleep. You sacrifice time you could be spending with your friends and family and taking trips to do this. Like my daughter says, her last 3 summers have been nothing but Dream Girl Luncheon. She has not had a summer yet. I owe you one, baby.
You heard it here.
Yes.
Write it down.
Yes,
right?
I owe you
Keep
one.
Keep the tape.
Yes. Keep the tape, yes.
So what advice would you be able to give? You gave some really good advice,
mm-hmm.
but at the end, you know, they're still like, oh, okay, Lori, I'm hearing you. I'm ready. Oh, but wait, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Now, I know you talked about fear.
Yeah.
I know you talked about, you know, going in and saying, all right, get some mentors.
Yes.
But how do you really dig deep down inside? What can you say to dig deep down inside to say, okay, you know what? At this moment, I want you to stop living in fear. I want you to go
yeah.
out there and I want you to ride through it. What can you say to your audience right now who's watching you live on YouTube right now?
Oh my, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Whoa, gosh,
she's
yes.
like, Lori, I'm
like,
ready.
Yes,
already.
She's like,
already.
Yeah. What are you going to say?
So what are you
going
to say? Because she's listening right now.
Yes, she is.
She's listening right now.
Yes. And I want to tell that lady that's listening that is dealing with fear, the fear of failure, fear of success, maybe the fear of rejection. We all go through it. You know, life is life. We all have to deal with our challenges in life. We all have to deal with, you know, the good times and the bad times. That's going to happen. And in my journey, I've dealt with it all. You know, I've dealt with times where I've thought, well, how am I going to make it through this? You know, this is way too hard. I didn't expect it. I didn't sign up for this. But you have to understand that you don't have a snapshot into the future of what life is going to come, how life is going to come at you. And that the challenges are only there to make us stronger. And I've had to learn that myself, is that these challenges, the things that have strengthened me and that have given me the courage have been the challenges to see that, man, if we got out of that, then I know that I can make it through this.
Right.
And so I think just discovering that life is not always going to be what you plan it to be. We have ideas that, you know, we're going to to go to college. We're going to get married. We're going to have good jobs. We're going to have money in the bank. We're going to retire and travel. You know, that's a lot of people's dreams, you know, but everybody's dream is not going to manifest that way. Dreams change. You know, mm-hmm. You might have had a dream, you know, to open up a spa, but then something got in the way of that. And then you ended up working for the bank. And then, you know, you knew that was not what you were intended to do. You knew that this is not where I'm supposed to be at. But you pick up and you dream again. You know, mm-hmm. You reinvent yourself. You know, that's been key for me, is being able to reinvent myself and never allow myself to get stuck into a box and say, well, this is it, Lori. You get in that box, you got to stay in there forever. You know, sometimes we do. And you see people that end up in jobs for 20, 30 years.
Right, yeah.
They've been in that box and they don't know how to get out of it. But you can get out of it. You know, fear is the number one killer of dreams, is what I say. And that's why I talk about fear a lot when I'm coaching and when I'm talking in motivational speaking, because I understand it's not that there's not resources. It's not that there is not opportunities, but it's that fear is always in our way of the opportunities and the resources, because the resources are there. You guys agree with me?
I agree with you.
The resources are always there.
Yes,
so what keeps us from them is the fear of believing that we can access the opportunities and the resources. And so fear, like I said, kick fear to the side. Fear is not your friend. You know, stop finessing it, stop cradling it, stop, you know, nurturing it, and get get some guts to say, you know what, it doesn't matter. I have a coach teach, Mies Mercer, she always says is that you should jump even if you jump with fear.
Yes.
And I agree with that. Yeah. I totally believe that. You know what? It doesn't matter. Fear is always going to be, you know, we fear a lot. That's a natural feeling, a natural instinct. But it doesn't mean that you can't overcome it and conquer it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank Amazing. You, Lord.
Awesome. Yes.
Oh, you preach.
Where can they find you on social media?
Oh my God, I am on Instagram. I am at L Battle Wins. L Battle Wins. And then I'm on Facebook. My Facebook name is Life Coach Lori, or I believe it's Your Best Living. And then I'm on Twitter, at Your Best Living. So I'm on those. Those are my handles.
I love it. And where can they find your next event?
Yeah.
On the internet.
And what else do you have coming up?
Yes.
Besides events.
Wow.
I knew it.
We're just getting ready to get started. Man, my next event, ladies, I'm doing a tour, a Dream Girls Dream Big tour. And we are going to 12 cities.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's amazing.
Yes, we're going to 12 cities and we're going to inspire some women to dream big. And so I will be announcing the launch day, which will be in the new year.
Okay.
So it's going to be a kickoff for, you know, the new year for people that want to really get going and they want to connect up with me and the team, my dream team that I'll be bringing. We're going to bring the heat, guys.
I know that's right.
Yeah, we're going to get those dreams. And my campaign is press play on 1 million dreams. So yes, I want to help 1 million women to get off of those dreams and start pressing play.
Yes.
So we'll be doing the tour in January.
Perfect.
And I do other events, too. I do an event called Lunch with Lori and Friends, and I do that quarterly. And that's my mastermind networking group.
Okay.
And it's a quaint group of entrepreneurs, and we work on building the dream. So after the luncheon is celebratory, but this is more of a hands-on workshop.
Oh, nice.
Where we get down and we work on things like branding, networking, social media, things that an entrepreneur needs in order to grow their business.
Okay.
And so I do that, and that will be in November of this year, my next Lunch with Lori and Friends. And
love it.
Yeah.
Lori gets her hands dirty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's
celebrating
in it.
On one end, get your hands dirty. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, too.
This is all the way around.
Yes.
Thank you, Lori. I mean, you have inspired me.
Thank you.
You have lifted my spirit.
Oh, wow.
And I knew your spirit when I met you at your event, when you got on the podium.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to our audience.
It's a
to
pleasure.
Speak with, you know, myself and Tara.
Yeah.
And I just adore you.
Oh,
thank you.
I love you too. And thank you for having me on the show. This is great. And this is a great platform to showcase people that really are doing something to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it in meeting you.
Absolutely. Anytime you want to come back and bring that energy back, bring it right on
just
back.
Just let me know. I will
right
make
on
it happen.
Back.
I'm just down the street. All right.
Well, thank you so much
for coming
again.
Awesome.
I am your host, Ashita Onre. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Ashita Onre. And you can find Tara Johnson
I'm on Twitter, Instagram at TJ Wagging Her Tail.
I love it.
I like that. TJ Wagging Her Tail. Thank you so much for being with us this Sunday. We look forward to seeing you next week and have an inspirational week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.